Hello and welcome to the audio recording of our Water Resource Management Workshop. This is different than our audio recording of the Water Filtration Workshop. If you are trying to learn about water filtration, you can select that audio recording on the same page as this link was on. This particular one is about water resource management. And water management helps with water conservation goals. And the management of your water can be on an individual household level, a village level, or a tribal level. Some of the things that you can do on a household level is checking for and fixing leaks and faulty fixtures, replacing bathroom fixtures with ones that are more efficient, such as water-efficient shower heads and toilets that use less water when they're on or less water when it flushes for the toilets. Rain recovery systems, which capture rainwater and redirect it to a storage tank. That water can be used for a number of things. And it can also be filtered to be used more broadly. Another aspect of water resource management is protecting your drinking water. Things like gasoline, pesticides, or sewage that are not used and discarded appropriately can contaminate an area's water supply by leaking into the soil, which contaminates groundwater underneath. An opportunity that we wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about was the opportunity for getting some training as a water resources technician. It is for Native American high school graduates between the ages of 18 and 34, and it is a summer program at the University of Arizona, and they would become eligible as AmeriCorps interns who would be placed in water resources programs throughout the country with federal and tribal water agencies. The objective for the training program is to provide Native students an introduction to water resource management based principles, and it's based on practical technical skills and an understanding of the fundamental theories and practices related to basic surface water, groundwater, and water quality topics. So that's something to look out for in the future if you have a high school graduate between the ages of 18 and 34 who are interested in some training as a water resources technician. Again, it's through the University of Arizona in partnership with AmeriCorps. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the EPA's Section 106 funding, which is through the Clean Water Act. So over the past 20 years, CWA, that's Clean Water Act Section 106 funding, has supported tribal efforts to develop and implement long-term goals, strategies, and standards for water quality monitoring and protection. These efforts have furthered the goal of improving water quality both on and off tribal lands. So the Section 106 grants are one of the most important, and in some cases, the only sources of funding for tribal water quality programs. Each tribe identifies the activities and actions necessary to create and sustain a program that best meets their water quality needs. So basically, the tribe determines the program and what that program is going to do on their reservation. Over the years, tribes have undertaken activities such as developing and implementing comprehensive water quality monitoring programs, hiring program staff and purchasing equipment and supplies, conducting and reporting on water quality assessments, developing and implementing water quality ordinances and tribal and EPA-approved water quality standards, developing water quality and geographic information system, or GIS, databases to track changes in water quality and ensure consistency in data management, attending trainings, workshops, and other events to build and share technical knowledge regarding water quality and water resource management, conducting training and providing educational outreach to tribal members, identifying non-point sources of pollution and developing NPS, the non-point sources, assessment reports and management plans, determining the effectiveness of NPS projects and best management practices, implementing wetlands protection programs, coordinating water quality protection activities with state and federal agencies and community organizations, providing technical support to state water quality monitoring activities and initiatives. So these are all different programs or different examples of how a tribe can set up their Section 106 program. It doesn't have to be any one or any number of these things. These are just examples of what has been done in the past and what would be appropriate for those particular funds. EPA regional staff also provide ongoing technical support in addition to guiding tribes through the Section 106 grant application process each year. Regional staff also provide on-site technical assistance and training. They coordinate regular meetings between tribal representatives and EPA staff to facilitate sharing of information, best practices, and common concerns. They assist tribes in identifying water quality needs and how funding sources can be used to address those needs. And they also encourage coordination between Section 106 and other water quality related funding sources. So they provide tribes with access to more funding and increased efficiency in their administrative work. And then lastly, they develop templates and tools that tribes can use to analyze more efficiently, manage and report data, and meet federal grant requirements. So the way that the EPA grant works, or any EPA grant, is they're set up into regions. So there's 10 EPA regions, and the Colorado Plateau encompasses regions 6, 8, and 9, because the way the EPA has split up the regions in the area of the Colorado Plateau is the plateau is right in the middle of where these regions are kind of split up and the boundaries of the regions. So there's not one region that will address every area of the plateau. It just depends on where your particular tribe is in, which will determine whether it's region 6, 8, or 9. Or if you're listening in, I'm referring specifically to the Colorado Plateau, because some of our funding for this particular project has come from the Colorado Plateau Foundation. But definitely if you are listening in and you are part of a tribe that's outside of the plateau, you can apply for your region as well. You would probably be in one of those other regions. They are 1 through 10. So, you know, all the information would also apply. But just for those that are on the plateau, they would be in either region 6, 8, or 9. The EPA also provides technical assistance for tribes via a number of organizations. For Region 9, the Intertribal Council of Arizona provides technical assistance, as does Northern Arizona University's Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals. So the Intertribal Council of Arizona's Tribal Water Systems Program consists of two sub-programs. One is a tribal operator training and certification, and the other is tribal technical assistance. Through partnerships with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Indian Health Service, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the ITCA Tribal Water Systems Program has been able to make high-quality training more accessible to tribal water professionals by offsetting much of the expenses associated with sending tribal staff on travel for trainings. So it's a savings to be able to train staff working on the tribal programs So some of the key reasons, the key objectives of the ITCA Tribal Water Systems Program are that they build tribal capacity in operating, maintaining, and managing sustainable drinking water and wastewater systems. They provide and administer a system for the U.S. EPA-approved certification to ensure that tribal wastewater system operators and water system operators can achieve the necessary levels of competency through practical experience and technical training. They help to build tribal expertise in water and wastewater treatment and handling. They provide technical assistance and training support in water and wastewater operations. They provide assistance in complying with federal environmental and public health laws and regulations. They work with tribal governments, tribal leaders, and tribal water and wastewater staff to design approaches and solutions to water-related issues. And lastly, they train tribal staff to be able to meet the health and safety needs of their communities. In regards to Northern Arizona University's Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals, they also offer trainings, and they currently offer online training courses with the option to select, you have the option to select an instructor-led course or a self-paced online course if you have a schedule that doesn't permit you to take the instructor-led course. One of the main goals of this workshop series has always been to inform our communities and to help them become empowered by learning more about the issues that they care about. When you are informed, when you know how things work, you can then make the most impactful change either within your smaller, more immediate surrounding community or by being able to address issues with your local leaders or regional, state, and national leaders. And having that underlying understanding of how things work is really powerful. So you don't necessarily have to want to be a water resource operator for your tribe. That's not only what this is for, although that is great if you do. We definitely need local people managing the local resources. If you are a person that is interested in water issues, in how water resource management works at your local level, and in how meaningful change can be made, these types of trainings can be useful and impactful for your advocacy. So feel free to contact us if you have additional questions or if you want to learn more about the programs that are available. We definitely can point you in the right direction depending on what you're interested in regarding water resource management. That concludes the end of this particular workshop. Thank you so much for listening in. We hope that it was useful. We hope that you learned something new that you did not previously know about the different programs that we discussed during the course of the workshop. And again, get in contact with us if you need more information on anything at all that we discussed during the workshop. Thank you.